Good morning.
早上好。
The 2 months that I was in Africa, I wore clothes like this every day.
我在非洲待了两个月，每天都穿这样的衣服。
Very comfortable.
非常舒服。
I want to start a fad in America.
我希望在美国也有人这么穿。
My purpose in going to Africa was to help in a Christian school and to teach teachers and children.
我到非洲是为了帮助他们当地的一个基督徒学校，然后教那些孩子，教他们英文。
I'm going to tell you a little bit about that trip, and then I'll show you some pictures.
我想给大家讲一下我在这次旅行，然后跟大家分享一些照片。
Cameroon is in the west of Africa.
喀麦隆是在非洲的西边。
Very near the equator and very, very hot.
它离赤道很近，所以非常热。
Actually, very, very miserable.
而且非常痛苦，那日子很不好过。
I think no one would go there except for the love of Christ or maybe the love of money.
我想，如果不是为了基督的爱，或者是为了爱钱的话，没有人会愿意到喀麦隆去。
The entire time I was there, because we did not have air conditioning, I was hot and wet with perspiration all the time.
他说在那儿待了两个月，没有空调，所以每天又热，而且浑身都是汗，非常难受。
Cameroon has about 250 tribes.
喀麦隆大概有250个不同的这个就氏族部落。
5 major groups.
有五个部落比较大。
16 million people.
大概有1600万人。
It does have some natural assets, oil and iron ore.
他们有一些就是自然资源，包括石油，还有这个什么来着，矿场。
It has timber and hydropower.
他们也有水力发电，也有木材。
The government is a republic, but the power rests with the president.
这个国家是个共和国，但是实际上这大权掌握在总统的手里。
It is actually a very corrupt government and very oppressive.
这个政府非常腐败，而且
does nothing to help its people.
他没有做任何来帮助老百姓的事情。
French and English are the official languages.
官方语言是法语和英文。
So I was able to do everything in English.
所以我可以用英文做任何事情。
Maybe you have heard of the Cameroon lions.
也许你们听到过喀麦隆的狮子。
They are the world champion soccer players.
他们是世界冠军，喀麦隆这个狮子大概是他们那个足球队的这个称号，不是真正的狮子。
The economy is based on the money is the franc.
他们的用的这个钱是用法郎来计算。
And there are 500 francs to one U.S. dollar.
大概一美元相当于500个法郎。
The average salary in the place where I was staying was $2 per day.
我在那边，我待的那个地方，每天的这个平均工资是2美元。
48% of the people are below the poverty level.
大概48%的人都在贫困线以下。
And there is about 30% unemployment.
大概有30%的人是没有工作的，失业的。
That money exchange made me feel very rich for about 5 minutes.
因为一美元可以换500个法郎，所以我有一段时间觉得自己好富啊。
I had these $10,000 bills in my hand.
我手里有一万法郎的这个币，觉得好富。
Oh, and I felt very good until I realized that was only about $20.
直到我发现这一万法郎实际上只相当于20美元，这个感觉就消失了。
There are a few very, very rich people.
他这个国家有一些人，有那么几个人非常非常富有。
Some in the middle class, but mostly very, very poor people.
也有一些中产阶级，但是大部分人都很穷。
The life expectancy of a man in Cameroon is 47 years.
在那里，一个男人的平均寿命大概只有47岁。
And for a woman, 48 years.
对女人来讲，就是期望寿命48岁。
There are funerals all the time.
你可以看到，每天都看到有葬礼。
About 30 minutes out of Douala, the place where we landed, in the seat behind me in the airplane, a woman began to cry.
我那天就是我们到的那个城市，大概30分钟以外的路是一个机场。那天我看到背后有一个女人在哭。
And then she began to wail.
然后她就开始嚎啕大哭。
And then she would stand up and throw herself between the seats of the airplane.
她在这个飞机上，她就自己站起来，然后在椅子中间就打滚。
And I found out the reason for this was that her sister had died and she was coming home for the funeral.
后来我知道说她姐姐刚刚去世，她去世为了参加她姐姐的葬礼。
Most of the deadly diseases of the world are found around that strip of the equator where Cameroon is.
她说世界上就是一些最致命的疾病都是在赤道附近，就是喀麦隆所待的那一块地方发现。
AIDS is a terrible problem.
艾滋病。
In the little town where I was, at least 15% of the people have AIDS.
我待的那个城市，大概15%的人都有艾滋病。
In the school where I work, 2 of the teachers have AIDS.
我去工作的那个学校，有两个老师也有艾滋病。
And there is very, very poor nutrition in the country.
这个国家就是居民的营养就是非常的差，就没有足够的食物。
I did not see starvation, but a lot of hunger.
我没有看到说有饥荒，但是很多人都吃不饱。
Children going day after day and never having a full stomach.
孩子们每天跑来跑去的，从来就肚子都吃不饱。
Sometimes they do have food, simple food.If they have any left over at night, they keep it until the morning.
他们有时候会有一些东西吃，如果晚饭没吃完，剩下一点，他们就可以留到第二天早上来吃。
And it's without refrigeration.
而且他们没有冰箱。
And the children will eat that before they come to school.
他们就吃昨天剩饭，到早上来上学之前就吃昨天的剩饭。
And they call it food that has slept.
他们把这种饭叫做睡了一觉的饭。
And often the children get sick because it has not been refrigerated.
因为没有冰箱，这些饭经常因为天又热，孩子们经常就吃这些东西，就把肚子吃坏了。
The hospitals are very primitive.
这个医院里只有一些基本的设施。
There's a lack of medicine and drugs.
没有足够的医药。
And the water is very dirty, and they really have no way to clean the water.
水都受了污染，而且没有办法去处理。
So the health situation is really, really bad.
所以他们的这个健康设施非常差。
Food is scarce and it is monotonous.
没有足够的食物，而且营养不够。
We ate the same thing day after day after day after day.
每天都是吃同样的东西，每天都重复吃一样的东西。
And there's very little to buy.
没有什么可以买的。
They do have open market.
他们尽管有自由市场。
And food can be bought there, of course, but it is expensive for some of them.
但是这个自由市场的食物都太贵了，好多人买不起。
We bought one day a beautiful pineapple, the biggest one I've ever seen, about 14 inches high.
我有一天买了一个大菠萝，大概就是凤梨了，台湾人说的凤梨，14英寸高的一个大凤梨。他说我一辈子没见过这么大的。
For $1,
只要1美元。
And I thought, oh, how wonderful.
然后我想，这太棒了。
And then I thought, oh, how not wonderful, because that would be a half of a day's salary.
然后我又想，哎呀，这个实在不太妙，因为一个菠萝就相当于他们每天一半的工资。
I wanted to buy some typical Cameroonian food to bring back for all of you.
我想要把喀麦隆的一些典型的他们当地的食物带回来给你们分享。
But there was nothing to buy.
但是实在没有可以买的东西。
Roasted peanuts.
他们吃这个就是炒花生。
And I thought, well, that's not special.
我想那个不够特殊啊，我们都有这个烤花生。
The diet of the people is almost entirely starch.
他们吃的都是一些淀粉类食物。
Very little meat. Maybe at Christmas, the poor people can have meat.
他们很少吃肉，穷人只有在圣诞节的时候才有点肉吃。
Around Christmas time, I saw large herds of cattle being driven by a cattle herd from Nigeria down the open highway.
然后我在这圣诞节前后，我看到从邻国奈及利亚他们赶了一大群牛赶过来，就是为了给大家提供肉。
And I suppose some of the tribes, clans, big families would buy one of those and have that for Christmas dinner.
我估计有一些部落可能就是靠这个牛群的肉来过圣诞节。
One of the most heart-rending things was not just the hunger, but the condition of the schools.
让我觉得最难过的并不是食物不够，而是因为就学校的设备太差。
Every school, private or public, charges a fee.
每个学校，不管私立公立学校，它都收学费。
Some can afford to pay that fee, but many, many, many cannot.
他们有些人可以付清这个学费，但是很多很多家庭根本就没有钱来付学费。
So the children attend school as long as there's money to pay the fee, but then they have to drop in and out, in and out.
所以孩子们就经常今天上学，明天不上学，就看家里有没有钱。有钱的时候上学，没钱就 drop out。
The Christian school where I worked was, the facilities were better than most schools.
我去工作的那个基督学校，它设备比一般的学校要好一些。
But so poor.
但是真是好穷啊。
No library.
没有图书馆。
No overhead lights.
没有灯。
No equipment.
也没有任何教学设备。
Except desks to sit in.
只有这个课桌。
I saw only one ball for those 250 children to play with.
我只看到就两百多个孩子只有一个球可以玩。
I saw no toys except for two toys I saw all the time that I was there.
我在那两个多月只见到两个玩具。
They simply have nothing.
他们实在是一无所有。
They never have art in school because for that group of 250 or 60 students, they had 20 pairs of scissors.
他们没有这个艺术课，因为这么250多个孩子只有这么20把剪刀。
But the only paper they had was some cast-off stuff from a print shop.
他们而且孩子们没有纸，只有用的就是商店里丢出来的那些废纸可以用。
So while I taught the teachers, I designed six or eight or so art projects they could do with that cast-off paper.
所以我在教那些基督这个学校的老师的时候，我就设计了一些可以用这些废纸来做的一些游戏。
The school does give the children a meal at noontime, 5 days a week.
孩子们在学校里吃中饭，就是一周吃五次中饭。
And they give them a glass of powdered milk, 3 days a week.
然后一周有三天，他们孩子们可以喝一杯就是奶粉冲出来的牛奶。
And those children are so grateful.
这孩子们非常感激。
Often it's the same thing every day, but I never heard a word of complaint.
每天都吃一样的，但是孩子们从来没有抱怨。
And I would see one child sharing.Food with another child.
有时候我会看到一个孩子把自己的吃的分给别的孩子。
And there was absolutely no waste.
的确，一点浪费都没有，全都吃完了。
To have a glass of milk 3 times a week is a real blessing.
他能够一个星期喝三次牛奶，对他们来说是个很大的祝福。
One day I saw them putting a little hunk of something on top of the mush, the cornmeal they were having.
有一天我看到他们在他们吃的那个玉米饭上面浇一块什么东西。
And I wondered, what is that they're putting on the top of each plate?
我就在想这个放上去的是什么东西。
And I found out that it was one half of a chicken gizzard.
我发现它是一半的鸡肾，就那个鸡的那个肾脏，是鸡精什么什么，鸡胗子，对，切了一半的鸡胗子。
And so those children were just delighted. They had that to...chew on, you know, a gizzard is very chewy, so they could chew on that for a long time. They were so pleased.
那孩子们高兴得不得了，因为那个鸡胗子比较硬，他要嚼啊嚼的，一直可以嚼好久，所以孩子们好高兴。
The children all had beautiful teeth.
他们都有很好的牙齿。
Because they eat no candy.
因为他们没有糖可以吃。
So, the school is...really teaching the children to read and write, and they are grateful for the opportunity.
学校教孩子们读和写，孩子们都非常感激。
The church there is very different, very interesting.
这个那边的教会跟我们这儿非常不一样，而且很有趣。
The African brothers and sisters are very active and very loud in their worship.
非洲的弟兄姐妹在崇拜的时候，他们声音很大，而且非常的活跃，就要跳啊唱的。
A lot of clapping.
他们拍手。
And a lot of dancing.
然后跳舞。
I guess it's David danced.
这好像就是大卫的那个舞蹈。
And they will sing one song over and over, maybe 30 minutes, one song.
他们大概可以花30分钟唱同样的一首歌。
And they do not have a piano because they can't afford a piano.
他们没有钢琴，因为没钱买钢琴。
The only music they have is a native drum.
他们只有当地的这个鼓来可以给他们伴奏。
And Noah, the teenage drummer, would sit in the back of the church and he would make that thing talk.
有十几岁的孩子在后面就打这个非洲的鼓来伴奏。
I've never seen people who so thoroughly enjoyed singing and worshiping, and I felt the presence of the Lord very, very near in that place.
我从来没有见过就人在崇拜的时候唱歌跳舞会这么开心。他说我每天都感觉到神的同在。
The church has openings for windows. It has a door, but no actual door. It just opens. It's just an opening.
它是墙上有一些洞，就是当窗户，然后门也有门，但是没有真正的门，只是一个口而已。
And one morning, a family wanted to dedicate everything that was precious to them to the Lord.
有一天，一个家庭想把他们所有的最珍贵的东西都献给神。
So that mother and father came with a little baby that had blessed their home the year before.
他们这个父亲母亲就抱着他们一年前刚生下来的小孩子来教会。
Everything that was precious, their other little boy came and stood with them.
他们别的几个孩子也跟他们站在一起。
And then I noticed them pointing and waiting, and in a moment in walked the teenage son with a little goat on a rope.
然后我看那些孩子们在指啊指的指着门口，我就看到门口他们十几岁的儿子就把他们家那个山羊给牵进来了。
So the mother, the father, the three children, and the goat stood in front of the congregation.
所以是父亲、母亲、他那个小 baby 还有三个大孩子和那只山羊一起站在教会前面。
And the father said, "I want to give everything that is precious to me to the Lord."
然后那个爸爸说，我想把我最好的东西都给神。
While I was there, my ministry was to help with the Christmas time.
我在那的时候，我的这个宣教任务就是帮助他们来过圣诞节。
The first few days we spent unpacking and sorting 17 very big heavy boxes that the missionary had brought with supplies.
我们刚到那的几天，就主要是把那个行李打开，然后有17个大箱子我们带的东西。
We went one day to the village of Oi, where they have started another little school.
有一天我们到一个附近的村庄，他们刚刚在那儿建了一个学校。
And in that village, they do not yet have running water. It's a very primitive place.
他那个学校那时候还没有上下水，就是条件非常差。
There I met a lady who was a witch doctor who has recently found the Lord.
我在那儿碰到一个女人，她以前是部落的巫医，就是靠那些巫术来治病的。但是她最近她接受了主。
When we came back from there, I spent several days teaching children in a retreat that they had.
我从那个就是在那儿待了几天，我教孩子们，然后我们有一个退休会。
And then I spent a full week of teacher training.
然后我大概花了四个星期的时间来给教师们进行培训。
We're about 18 to 20 teachers.
有大概18到20个老师。
Very eager to have instruction and help.
他们都非常的渴慕，想要学到更多的这个知识。
Then I spent a week in the classroom with the children, teaching them some art and some other things, and that was a joy.
然后我跟孩子们大概一块儿过了一个星期的时间，在教室里帮教他们怎么样做一些艺术类的一些活动。然后我非常 enjoy 那段时间。
I spent several days making things for the teachers because their materials are almost nothing.
这些因为教师们几乎没有任何的原材料，所以我花一些时间帮助教师们准备一些材料。
I spent a few days organizing the teaching materials of the missionary lady that I was with.
然后我也花了几天时间就帮助教师们和那个跟我一起同工的一个宣教师做一些收集一些东西。
And I spoke in a village church one Sunday night.
有一个星期天晚上我在教会里讲了一次道。
My lasting impressions are that these are beautiful, beautiful people.
我的就是最大的感受就是这些人是很美很美的人。
But poverty and sin has done some terrible things to many of them.
但是对他们很多人来讲，贫穷和罪孽在他们身上有很深的烙印。
One lasting impression came from a little girl who gave me a big question.
我一个很深的印象，就是让我现在都记忆犹新的是一个小姑娘，她给我提了一个很大的问题。
Out in this village of Oi, a man had sold his daughter at the age of 13 to a man.
这个村子外面有一个男人把他13岁的女儿卖给了另一个男人。
I met this girl and now she is probably 21 or 22.
我见到她的时候这个女孩子已经21岁了。
She has 4 children.
她有4个孩子。
And her husband just recently left her with the responsibility to feed and clothe and raise and take care of those 4 children.
她丈夫最近刚刚离开她，所以她只有她一个人来照顾这四个孩子。
And she brought those 4 children to the retreat where we were.
我们那个，她把这四个孩子都带到我们的退休会。
Those 4 children were very near starvation.
这四个孩子几乎都饿得半死了。
So malnourished that they were turning gray.
他们因为营养极度营养不良，所以看他们看上去皮肤是灰色的。
And one day before I taught the children in the retreat, I was sitting in front of them in a chair facing the children.
有一天我们在退休会上我在教孩子们做游戏的时候我正好坐在这四个孩子的对面。
And the smallest of these little girls, just probably 4 years old.
那最小的孩子最小的一个女孩子大概只有四岁。
She came up and just nestled in my knees.
她跑过来抱着我的膝盖。
And she looked at me.
然后她抬头看我。
And looked at me.
她就这样看着我。
She did not say, I'm hungry, give me something to eat.
她没有说我很饿给我一点吃的吧。
She did not say, look at this old ragged dress, give me something better.
她也没有说我的衣服这么破你给我几件衣服穿吧。
She didn't say, I wish I had a baby doll or a toy.
她也没有说我没有玩具我希望我有一个玩具。
She didn't ask for anything, she just looked at me.
她没有要任何东西，她只是这样看着我。
And she stayed there.
她就一直在我膝盖上趴着。
And finally, I held her little face in my hands and I said to her, I love you.
最后我捧起这孩子的小脸，我说我爱你。
And she just looked at me.
她还是这样看着我。
And I realized that the words I love you mean nothing. To a child who is hungry.
然后我意识到说你仅仅是说我爱你对一个孩子对一个饥饿的孩子来说没有任何意义。
And as I stood with that little girl's face in, set with that little girl's face in my hands, a very big question came to me.
当我捧着这孩子的脸坐在那儿的时候我心里就有一个很大的问题。
I thought there is between me and this little girl a very great gulf.
我意识到就是我跟这孩子中间有一道很深的鸿沟。
And what is it about the will of God that has placed me in one country and her in another?
为什么这是神的意志吗？我在一个这个美国这个国家，但这个孩子在这么贫穷的一个地方。
What is it about the will of God that has given me much and her nothing?
为什么神的意志让我拥有这么多，这孩子却一无所有？
That has given me opportunity and her despair.
神能够让我有这么多机会，就是孩子只有绝望。
Has given me food and her hunger.
我有足够的食物吃，可是这个孩子就没有任何东西可以吃。
Has given me money and her empty pockets.
我有足够的钱可以用，这孩子的口袋空空的。
Has given me decent clothes and her rags.
我有体面的衣服可以穿，可是孩子却是穿的这么破破烂烂。
And I don't know the answer to that question.
我不知道问题的答案在哪里。
The will of God has something to do with it.
我想神的意志一定是做了些什么事。
I did not choose where to be born. She did not choose where to be born.
我没有选择我在哪里出生，这个孩子也没有选择他在哪里出生。
And so I have thought a lot about it. And though I don't know the answer to the question, I think there is some responsibility that falls on me.
所以我对这个问题我想了很久，尽管没有找到答案，但是我觉得这个答案的一些责任是在我自己身上。
While I can't do much, I can do something.
我也许不能做很多，但是我能做一点。
And while I can't feed all of those children, I can feed a few.
尽管我不能使所有的孩子吃饱，但是我也许可以帮助他们中间的几个孩子吃饱。
And I can pray.
而且我可以为他们祷告。
Now I want to show you, thank you. So much, but stay here. I still need you.
下面可能要给大家看一些照片。
Mr. Lee is going to help me show you some pictures. Could we just have the lights turned off?
大家把灯关了，我们看一些幻灯片。
And at the end, there are some pictures I'll put down here in front that you can look at in addition.
还有一些照片，大家散会以后可以到前面来拿着看。
Okay, this is Cameroon. It's bordered by Nigeria, Chad, and the Central African Republic.
这个就是喀麦隆的地图，它旁边有奈及利亚，有这个 Chad 和中非共和国。
And I was down right on the Atlantic Ocean.
我在就是在大西洋的这个交界处，在我的那个我去的地方就在那儿。
The house I was living in was an old pre-war German-made house.
我住的那个地方吧，是二战之前德国人在那儿建的房子。
It was so close to the ocean, you could almost spit in the ocean.
这离那个大海特别近，你甚至吐口痰都可以吐到海里去。
And every evening we would sit out if we had time.Right at the end of day and see the flying foxes go over.
我们每天晚上就是太阳落山之前，我们在海边坐着，都可以看到那些飞鸟从头上飞过去。
The flying foxes are huge bats.
Flying foxes, 飞狐 fox,
they're bats.
哦，它其实不是鸟，是蝙蝠，很大的那个大翅膀的蝙蝠。
Those bats have wing spreads about 2 feet wide.
他们有两英尺长的翅膀，展开翅膀有两英尺长的大蝙蝠。
And the faces look like a fox.
他们的脸看着像狐狸，所以叫飞狐。
And at the very end of the day, thousands of them fly from one point in Douala over to a mountain where they feed during the night.
他们到傍晚的时候，就成千上万的这种大蝙蝠从一个地方飞到他们山里他们住的地方。
So we would watch them fly over the water.
那每天我们都看到他们从海面上飞过去。
When we arrived, they had an assembly of all the children.
等我们到达的时候，孩子们排了一排来迎接我们。
The little boy in the front, his mother is dying with AIDS.
这孩子就最头上这个孩子的妈妈就正是因为艾滋病正在挣扎。
His father died of the same thing 7 years ago.
七年前他父亲死于艾滋病。
They had a welcoming for us, and these two little boys played the drum. They cannot afford the thing that goes around the neck to hold the drum, so one little boy holds it, the other one walks behind and plays.
他们孩子们给我们组织了一个欢迎会，然后就打当地的这个大鼓，但是他们没有那个绳子可以把鼓系在脖子上，所以就一个孩子在背后拖着，另一个孩子就拍着鼓。
My guess is that the little boy in the back who plays the music gets a lot of attention and praise.
这个后面这个孩子就是打鼓的这个孩子，就是他要很小心，对这个音乐什么要很熟。
And probably the little guy who carries the drum nobody notices.
他想这个大家的注意力都集中在后面打鼓的孩子，前面扛着鼓的这个孩子没有人会注意。
But you can't make music without the one who carries the burden.
但是没有前面这孩子拖着鼓，那你没法子来打鼓。
And I think this is a wonderful example of there's no limit to what you can do if you don't care who gets the credit.
我想就是在教会里服侍也一样，没有任何的限制，你可以做很多事情，只要 你不在乎你是不是能够得到这个大家的注意。
During the retreat, I told stories and taught songs to the children, and I have never had better listeners.
我在这个退休会上给孩子们讲故事，教他们唱歌，我从来没有见到更好的听众。
They listened to those stories with absolute attention, and then they would go home and repeat it almost word for word.
孩子们就盯着我
to their parents.
就这样，就是非常专心的来听我讲故事，然后回家把这个故事讲给他爸爸妈妈听，一个字一个字都不会差，就全都记住了。
They were very grateful for any little gift.
他们对于我们给他的任何小礼物都充满感激。
And we had great fun doing art projects.
我们一块做一些美术美工作品，觉得孩子们好高兴。
It looks like I lost one right there in the front. See that one sleeping?
有一个孩子在最前面，有一个好像睡着了。
That's one of the classrooms. Their teacher and that we had made together.
这是他们其中一个教室，孩子们和他们的老师。
This little baby's name is Blessing.
这孩子的名字就叫祝福。
Her mother is the teacher at the little school they have started in the village.
这她妈妈是这个我们刚刚建的这个小学校的老师。
Now, it was quite unusual for them to see white people. In fact, probably these children...had maybe never seen a white person before.
这孩子们可能很多人从来没有见过白人，这几个小孩子大概从来就没有见过白人。
And so they would come up and touch my face.
他们就过来摸我的脸。
And touch my hair.
然后摸摸我的头发。
And they would say, white man.
他们会说白人。
Because whether you're a man or a woman, you're a white man to them.
说不管你是男人女人，你是白人。
They had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas program.
我们圣诞节有一个特别特别好的节目。
And when they say, let us pray, those children really pray.
当他们说让我们来祷告，这孩子们真真正正的来祷告。
The teacher training took place in an inn.
我们是在一个酒店里做教师的去培训。
Where we rented a room.
我们在这个酒店里租了一个房间。
But the problem was this little hotel did not have a road into it.
这个房间没有
No road.
没有路到这个酒店去。
So we had to drive as far as we could and then trek the rest of the way carrying all of our supplies.
所以我们因为没有路，我们大概车只能开到一个什么地方，然后下面的路就得自己走过去，把所有的设备都给带过去。
This is the group of teachers.
这就是我教的那些老师们。
And the lady on the left is the missionary friend that I was there with.
就左边的那个女士呢，是跟我一起同工的一个宣教士。
And that is the village of Owe.
这就是我带的那个村子。
I took no pictures of houses and...places because I could not put my camera in the face of that poverty while people were there and take pictures.
我没有把这个村子的这个房间啊，孩子们的家庭啊什么的照片，因为我实在没法子把镜头就是聚在他们那种饥饿的脸上。
That's the smallest class in the little school.
这个学校里最小的一个班。
Just tiny ones.
很小的小孩子们。
In that place, the missionary had brought some stuffed animals to give the children at Christmas.
我们那个带了一些就是玩具，这个那个洋娃娃呀，什么冲毛的那种长毛绒小动物给孩子们。
The first little girl who was given one, she reached for it and then she pulled back.
第一个孩子拿了以后，他就吓得躲回去了。
She was afraid of it.
他很害怕这个玩具。
And finally, she came back and she got the courage to take it in her hand.
她最后总算有勇气过来把这个小玩具拿在手里。
And then she threw it down.
然后把它扔掉了。
Finally, after a while, she got less afraid and she was willing to take the little toy.
直到最后，她就克服了那个恐惧感，过来拿起来，因为从来没有见过这种玩具。
Okay. This is a lady who was helping me with my head gear.
这个女士在帮我弄我的头发，给我戴头饰。
I called her my fashion consultant.
我把她叫做我的这个发型设计师。
Now, this lady is one of the ladies who is HIV positive.
她是就是这个 HIV 艾滋阳性的病人之一。
A few years ago, she was working in a hospital delivering babies.
她大概几年前，她在医院里，她是就是接生，帮助接生。
And in that hospital, I mean, the hospital was so poor that they had no gloves to give to the nurses.
因为这个医院条件非常差，甚至这个接生的人都没有手套可以戴。
And
感染艾滋病。
So there are many, many, many problems there. So much connected to poverty.
那里有很多很多问题，这很多问题都是跟贫穷有关。
So much connected to health.
很多问题也跟健康有关。
And so much connected to ignorance.
也很多问题是跟无知有关。
I would ask you to pray for our brothers and sisters there.
我希望你们能为我们非洲的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
This is where they were preparing the food for the children.
他们就是在这儿给孩子们做饭。
Then they took it to an open area where they dished it into bowls, and the children would come there and get it and go back to their rooms. She took the plate and was...
我看到一个小孩子就吃完以后把那个盘子舔得干干净净。
There she is.
那就是这张照片。
The hopelessness and the longings in the hearts of those people.
我想它反映了那边的人就是这种绝望、贫穷的这种心态。
One of the teachers, as we ate together at noontime, they would bring in carried on the head the food, one dish.
他们在中午有一次跟这些教师们一起吃饭，他们把这个饭都顶在头上送过来。
And we were sitting there, and she said, when are you coming back to Cameroon?
我们一起吃饭的时候，那个教师问我，你什么时候再回到喀麦隆来？
And I said, I don't know.
我说我不知道。
She said, when you come again, would you bring me a hamburger?
她说，你回来的时候可不可以给我带一个汉堡包来？
Now this is a teacher, 30 years old.
这是一个30岁的老师。
And, The best thing she could think of was something that she had heard about, maybe she had seen on a TV somewhere, maybe a picture in a book, but she had never had a hamburger.
这个老师他也许是在电视上看到，也许在书上读到，他认为美国最好的东西他从来没有见过的，那就是汉堡包。
She said, I've heard of those and I think Americans eat a lot of them.
他说我听说过美国人吃很多的汉堡包。
I said, that's true, Americans do.
我说没错，美国人是吃很多。
And that has lingered long in my mind.
然后这件事情就在我脑子里一直就忘不了。
If I were asked of all the things in the world, what would I want to have? What would I say?
如果有人问我说这世界上所有的东西你最想要什么，我会说什么呢？
She evidently had thought about that. Of all the things that one might be able to bring her from America, what would she want most?
她肯定是想过这个问题，这世界上如果所有的东西可以让她去选从美国拿来的话，她最想要什么？
A hamburger.
她想要一个汉堡包。
Hard to imagine, isn't it?
我们实在无法想象这种
the poverty,
这个贫穷
the hopelessness,
这种绝望。
But I remember the beautiful smiles and the wonderful sense of worship in the church.
但是我记得在教会里大家脸上这些美丽的笑容。
And I know that in Christ there is hope.
我知道在基督里有希望。
Thank you.
谢谢。